Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A trading update from fashion and food retailer Woolworths is warning of a sharp drop in profits for its year to end June. Woolies says its businesses in Australia and New Zealand have taken a serious hit, and as a result, headline earnings per share are expected to drop by between 14 and 19%. And it's not just the Antipodes. Woolies fashion division here in South Africa has also taken a knock. A company statement says consumers have been battered by the high cost of living and higher interest rates. One bright spark on its horizon, performance from its local food business was described as strong, with turnover up 11%. At the bell, Woolies share followed the market trend up 2%. The indefinite ban on certain flight approaches to many of South Africa's smaller airports continues. Top of the list, George, East London and Mthatha, as well as Kimberley and Upington. Pilots can land if they're on full visual approach, but not if they need instruments or it's after dark. And now Business Day has published a deeper look at the reasons behind the problem. The conclusion, Air Traffic Navigation Services, ATNS, has failed to ensure its infrastructure remains fit for purpose. There is also a staffing issue, says Business Day, with simply not enough air traffic controllers to service the country properly. Those that are there, says the report, quoting a reliable source in the airline industry, are more junior than what we've known in the past. In the United States, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell has confirmed that interest rates could be cut as early as September if the economy there follows its expected path. It puts the Fed near the end of a two-year battle against inflation, but right in the middle of a U.S. presidential election campaign. The markets certainly liked what they heard from Powell. Ahead of the announcement, the JSE All Share was already up 1.9%, the top 40 up 2.1%, London's FTSE up 1.1%. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 jumped 1.6%, the Nasdaq up 2.6% on the news. The Dow is muted, up just 0.25%. Tokyo this morning has gone the other way, and that's on the promise of more interest rate increases from the Bank of Japan. The Nikkei down 2.8%, Hong Kong down 0.3%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar is unchanged at 108 to the euro. The rand this morning, 18.23 to the dollar, 19.75 to the euro, 23.43 to sterling. Gold at 2,443, platinum 974, Bitcoin down to just under 64,000, Brent crude oil just under $81 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.